Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. So many places to click all over the internet, so many people to follow and listen to, and you're taking the time right now to listen to my podcast. I can't tell you how much I'm flattered by that, how much I appreciate that, and I will not let you down. Thank you so much for sharing this podcast, getting the word out, liking it, retweeting it. We're really getting the word out, and I appreciate you spreading the word. That's how this podcast is growing, with simple little things like that. Those little things, they really help us all out, and I really appreciate that. That gets me more excited to get up in the morning and give you my best energy, my best creative thoughts first thing in the morning to help you along your journey, when I know that not only I can help you, I can help a lot of other people at the same time. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective sports nutrition bodybuilding supplement line. You can see all the links on my skiplacour.com website, or if you're on the bodybuilding.com message board on my thread, you can just see it with a few clicks, probably right below where you're listening to this podcast. So here we are. It's Sunday morning here in the United States. How's your weekend going? You got some things planned? Do you take it easy on the weekend? For me, doing this podcast first thing here in the morning, like I always do, 42 days in a row, our Morning Connection podcast. Then I have a couple of one-on-one weekly coaching clients. I do this weekly coaching. I do it on Fridays and on Sundays, and I talk to really passionate, really determined people just like yourself who put a plan together to improve the quality of their physiques. And we do a lot of things like we're talking now, putting it all together, because one thing that you're probably getting from me is how important the mindset is to your success, developing those habits in the way you think and take action. And so we talk every Friday or Sunday. It's the same time every week. I got an 8 o'clock and a 9 o'clock, and we talk for a half an hour. And step by step, we piece together, again, those thoughts and those actions of what's going to take to, you know, put their life to the next level. So I've got two coaching sessions right after I'm done posting this podcast to you that I'm going to get my workout on. And then grandma and grandpa, my parents, are going to come visit little baby Brooklyn today. So got a good day planned. How about you? What do you have planned for today? You taking it easy, working hard? What is it for you? Hey, one thing that I want to get in the habit of with this podcast, because this is our ritual. It's something how we check in and we concentrate on ourselves with the world pushing us, pulling us in so many different directions. We know how important this mindset is, collecting our thoughts, evaluating what we've done, what we want to do, setting goals, assessing our progress. You know, it takes a lot of thought. It's, you know, sharpening the saw, so to speak. You know, we can't just put our head down and work hard. We have to be mentally and emotionally flexible to what's going on, what the feedback is. Do we need to change our approach? We just can't be good people who work hard if what we're doing isn't working, if it's not getting us closer to our goals. So that's what this is all about. Just you taking some time to think about you and where you're going. And we're doing that here together. And my stories, the reason why I'm being transparent this way, you know, not really telling you so much about my successes, I guess that may come up, but really telling you about where I've blown it. I've just effed up. You know, I didn't see what I was doing. I had this good heart. I worked hard. I said I wanted some things, but I made a lot of mistakes along the way that I didn't really realize that I was making. I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. And I really do know that this podcast is really going to bring you some clarity. This is definitely some of the lessons that I learned both inside and outside of the gym that stalled my progress, that kept me away from getting to where I wanted to go. Again, not because I didn't work hard, not because I wasn't determined. I just didn't have the right way of thinking. And, you know, I don't know if a coach or a mentor, something that I'm going to do with you, And I don't have you one-on-one with your particular situation. If you're interested in that, go to skiplacour.com. Go to the coaching. Go to the one-on-one weekly coaching. We can do that. But I can't talk about your specific situation. I have put myself in the presence. I mean, I spent a lot of energy getting in the presence of people who have mastered what they did, people I really respected that accomplished what I said I want to accomplish. All right, so I had some skin in the game, either time, energy, effort, money, travel, right? Sacrificing from whatever fun or whatever I was doing, went on this journey to get with these mentors because I wanted to succeed in that area of life that they succeeded. So I did have skin in the game. If it wasn't necessarily money, which a lot of times it was indirect money. Definitely time is money. I mean, it isn't like someone came to me and said, you know what, I bet you want to improve this area of your life. Let me just, I'm successful in this area of life. Other people come to me. Maybe it's my business to teach people to do this, but Skip, you know, I saw you walking down the street and I just want to come up to you and you look like you can use my help. So can I just dedicate all my time to helping you? And I go, okay. It wasn't anything like that. I mean, I put some skin in the game. I was focused. I was direct. I created the opportunity, right? And I still effed up. I still squandered that opportunity, right? So that's what I want to talk about. I put a lot of effort and I squandered because I didn't know my thinking, right? I didn't know how defective it was. And I see you guys doing this all the time. And again, nothing personal. I just told you, I did it several times, many times, right? So I'm trying to tell you what I did wrong. And now going through this process, helping out so many people, I can see what they're doing wrong. So hopefully you can kind of understand what it is I'm saying, see if it applies to you and make adjustments, regardless if you made this mistake in the past. You can make those adjustments sooner rather than later. And why? To get you closer to where you want to ultimately be in life, right? And again, this is inside and outside of the gym. We all have areas both inside and outside of the gym that we want to improve upon. And there's someone out there who can help us, right? So I am sure that if you listen and you can be objective and you really have that desire to improve, that this is going to help you out, all right? I wish I had someone to slap me on the side of the head and tell me what I was doing wrong. And it's one thing is that either I was so clueless that I didn't understand. And maybe I had a mentor that said, hey, Skip, you're not following the plan. Or you say you want to improve, but man, I just don't see it. I don't know if one of these mentors, I know they liked me. I know they took some time with me, some more time than others. I don't know if they actually said that to me, but I was just so blind or into my way of thinking that I didn't hear it. Or maybe they just didn't take the time. They said, this guy doesn't want it bad enough. And they just went about their business because, you know, these are busy people. They're successful. They're busy helping people who really want it. That I'm not sure if they would have taken so much time to get me to really want to do what I said I wanted to. Again, though, I'm not discounting the fact that maybe they try to break through, maybe they try to pull me aside, but I was just so into my own head thinking I was doing it the right way or why this plan wouldn't work. You know, maybe they did and I just missed it, all right? So I don't want you to miss this if this applies to you, but before I go into that, I want to ask you, our new discipline with this podcast is, what was one thing yesterday that you accomplished? You know, that you can think about, you know, take inventory, appreciate. What's one thing that you accomplished? And again, it can be a big thing, a small thing. And yes, I know you come to me for bodybuilding and training. It could be that great leg workout or whatever. I want you to stretch yourself beyond the working out because, you know, if you're the type of person who's all involved in the bodybuilding training, you're probably already trying to take that to higher and higher levels. Am I right? That's really on the forefront of your mind most of the time. I want you to be more than just muscle. So how about this? How about you can only say you had an outstanding workout or you ate all your meals. I want you to do that 100% of the time, right? I want you to succeed in what you're after. But you can only say that for this podcast, right, as when I say, what was your greatest accomplishment? It can only be a bodybuilding and training accomplishment half the time. How's that? The other one, I'm pushing you to expand. It has to be something in all those other areas of life that you want to improve upon, okay? So what was that one thing that you accomplished? Again, big or small? Big or small? This one I really have to dig deep. Sometimes it's not going to come as easily to you as other days when I ask this on the podcast, all right? You know, I'll tell you, if we get in the habit, we keep on asking these questions, what's going to happen is while you're accomplishing it, you know, you're going to notice, oh, when Skip asks this tomorrow on the Morning Connection podcast, this is it. This is, I'm really stepping up. I'm really doing something that even impresses me. You'll know it while you're doing it, all right? That may be 20 podcasts from now, 30 podcasts from now. When that happens, man, you know you got this thinking down, right? You know you got it down, right? So for me, I had to think, and I think it was, did a lot of work things early morning, starting off with the yesterday's Morning Connection pod. Did some work, spent some time with the family. But I've got this gigantic list of things that I have to do for my businesses, right? And for me, a little thing, but it's those little accomplishments sometimes is where I sucked it up late at night. I don't know, it was about 9:30, and I did this 1 hour long project that needed to get done. Again, you get that 1 hour project done late on a Saturday night, it clears the way during the week or today. So I have to remember to stay focused. And that's another thing. I got to remember to stay focused, not get distracted. There's so many things I want to do. There's so many people I want to help. And actually, I was getting distracted with a situation that I'm trying to help this person out. It's really not, you know, something that's going to really help me at this point, but I just want to help out this person. It's going back and forth and back and forth. And I'm saying to myself, man, I don't have time for this. Number one, I should be spending time with my wife and baby and not locked up in the home office working. Okay. And if I'm not going to be with my wife and baby, then I should be working, right? Why am I doing this? I have to always get myself to stay focused. So I let myself get distracted. It wasn't the highest and best use of my time, which I'm encouraging you to always think about. But I finally broke away, and I don't know, 9:30 Saturday night, and I got that hour long project done, right? So it's a little thing, right? That's not some major accomplishment, but it's what it means to you. And that mindset, how you can move that forward, you have to appreciate it, right? That I'm the kind of guy who's going to work after a big, long work day, getting distracted. He's going to not let those get in the way and screw it and go watch some TV. I'm going to put in that one more hour. That one more hour is what that silly little accomplishment means to me. I want you to start identifying those things that you do every single day. All right, so what is it for you? And then the other thing, what's the magic moment? What's that thing? Maybe it's not, it could be, I guess, about work, but just where you know, that moment that you think, wow, this is what life is all about. And I know many times we have these challenges in life and things aren't going well. Definitely, I'm challenged. I'm always pushing myself. And, you know, sometimes all the pressure just hits me right in the face. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm on this high wire. I thought I was 100 feet off the ground. And I'm 2,000 feet off the ground. Oh, my God. You know, I'm really feeling the pressure. And then that subsides. And I'm thinking, whoa, I got this thing going on well, things are going well, and it just fades in and out and in and out. Do you know that feeling? Right? But we all have those moments, no matter what we're feeling, that if we stopped and we appreciate it, this is a great moment in life. And what would be that for you? All right, think about that. All right, and again, 20, 30 podcasts from now, when you can know while you're actually having it, okay, that this is what you would say when you listen to the next Morning Connection podcast, you know the answer, because right when it's happening, man, that's when this stuff is working. And for me, that's how I felt. My dog Alpha was laying in my lap. It took a break from work, and I did post this on Instagram. Like I said, you know, I laugh because I'm becoming one of those guys, you know, that's starting to post all his personal business, you know, online. I know you guys like it. I can tell by, man, I could do some brilliant training tip or manformation tip. Get three, 5 likes. Man, I post something about my personal life, I get hundreds, right? So you guys like this. I love showing it off. So I'm getting more and more into it, showing my personal life on social media. And that's why I laugh. But I'll tell you, going back, you know, 15 years when I was a bodybuilder, I didn't want anybody to know anything about my personal life. Nobody even asked either, right? But so this is kind of a transition for me. But yeah, my watching some football, let the dog jump on the couch. He just put his head on my lap. That was the moment. Posted that on Instagram, by the way. So anyway, so what was your magic moment? All right, get in the habit. I'm going to ask you that every podcast. I'm not going to share, my accomplishment every podcast, unless it's something, you know, really amazing. I'm not going to share every one of my magic moments, but I just am going to point it out until we make this a habit, a discipline, all right? Something to think about every single day. And let me know, send me an email when this is catching on to you, like when you're making that accomplishment, you're going, oh, this is what Skip's going to ask me about tomorrow, this moment right here, or that one magic moment life situation. This is what I'm going to think of tomorrow when I listen to the morning podcast. When you're doing it at the time, send me an email. Let me know when that's actually happening for you. All right. So this is what I was talking about a little bit earlier. It's about you and you getting to the next level. And it's really about, you know, with this internet, and there's just so much information. There's so many gurus, so many podcasts, you know, forum threads, experts, articles, websites. Man, getting information isn't really a challenge anymore. Getting the information, right? But the way that I see it, that even though there's so much information out there, either one or two things are happening, or with all this information, people really aren't using it to get those results any more than when there wasn't the information, or we just want higher and higher levels. So we may be achieving more, we may have with this information, but it's just that we're not satisfied. We want more because we know there's more out there. I don't know which one that is for you. So, you know, and I really see a lot of people struggle with, you know, getting that certainty and confidence with what they're doing to actually see the results that they have. And as my job, you know, not just so much doing it for so many years, but writing the articles, I've always asked myself, you know, how can I help out the person reading this, the person watching this video, listening to the podcast? You know, what are their challenges? The challenges they may not even know that they're having, and how can I solve them? That question has just gone into my head over and over and over and over for years. And like I tell you, is that the more you focus on anything in life, you're going to start creating answers. The thing that's kind of surprising to me is that even after all these years, I'm still coming up with answers to those. This is it. This is a breakthrough. This is going to create clarity. After all these years, asking the same questions about the same challenges that we've gone through. All right. So this is about when you really say you want to succeed, and you're going after the information, but you just can't seem to make it work. And I'm going to use a couple different examples here. One is like with bodybuilding and training. I know that's the reason why most of you come to me, right, for bodybuilding and training. So I'll use a bodybuilding and training example. And then I'll take it something outside of the gym, right? I'll take it outside of the gym, and I'll use an example for me, right? So the example that I'm going to use for bodybuilding and training, someone really wants to develop their chest, right? And they're looking for that ultimate chest routine, right? And you can bicep, back, whatever, right? A lot of guys want to develop a chest or arms. We're going to just stick with chest. And outside of the gym, I'm going to talk about like something for me. It's like, you know, I am really confident with the products that I offer. I mean, more than anything, I sit back here. Quality is always my number one concern in my information products with Mass Machine Nutrition. Quality, quality, quality. And, you know, I used to believe that all you had to do was produce quality products, information products, supplements, and, you know, people are just going to come in droves and invest in your products because they want the best. You develop the best. You produce the best. So they will. You know, that's just not how it works. I'm realizing that how important it is that, one, I get an audience, I get the most amount of people. That's why I ask you, hey, share this podcast, like it. Someone's going to see the graphic, the picture, and they're going to try it out and love what they're hearing, and that's how it's going to grow. So I have to get the most amount of people. But when I communicate on an email or something to follow up to introduce my project to people or explain what it's all about, there's an art form in writing those letters. You can't just say, hey, this stuff is good. You know, take it. Doesn't work that way. And that this is something I'm really, as a business person, really understanding at a higher level, right? And it's very similar to what I preach in the Manformation course. It's that you can be a good person, you can have a lot to offer the world, but you have to sell it. You have to sell yourself. You can't just expect everybody to just know it, right? You have to present yourself. And it doesn't mean being in anybody's face and being cocky and bragging and telling everybody your accomplishment. There's subtle ways to present yourself, but first you have to believe the foundational belief you have to have is that you can't just be a good person and everybody's just going to magically know it. A lot of guys do not appreciate that or understand that, right? And that's, I give the strategies on how to do that with my Manformation course. And you can see all about that Manformation course on skiplacour.com. All right, so chest routine in the gym. And for me, it's going to be writing these sales letters to really let people know the quality of my information products or my supplements, right? So as those two examples, and this goes for you, it's like you say you want to improve in this area of your life and you just can't seem to do it, right? You got the information from the internet, you have a coach, you have a guru, and it just doesn't seem to be working out. And so you go for more and more information, you're getting more and more confused, you're getting overwhelmed with all this information. Right. The first thing that you need to ask yourself, number one, is are you really doing what the information, what the guru is telling you what to do exactly the way the guru is telling you to do it? All right. So are you really doing it exactly as what's lined out? See, this is what I believe it is what people's number one challenge is, and without them even knowing it. Right. And the reason why is that, you know, if you're rather new, you're rather new doing what you're doing, or you're certainly new at taking it to the level that you want. So let's use an example of like working out in the gym. I mean, it isn't that, you know, someone gives you a routine. You know how to train. They're not telling you how to go to a gym and how to experience that. So it may be for you taking to the higher level, maybe competing someday. It's a different mindset of just showing up and doing okay than to competing, right? So the question would be, you know, are you doing exactly what they say? You don't know because you haven't been to that level. And see, this is where it's really important, where you get a coach or a mentor, someone you trust, because they've been down a route that you don't know, but if it's a good coach, and again, this is what, you don't really know this, you just have to take that leap of faith, that they know your situation. They've been through your situation. They've seen other people and coached them through it, that your situation isn't so unique, right? So when they give you some information, you don't go, well, that's a good chest routine, but you know what? My inner pecs or my outer pecs or whatever your idea is. And here's the thing about chest. There is no inner chest or outer chest. It's one chest muscle. People's muscles are all shaped differently. You may not, if you just look at the pro bodybuilders where it's their life, right, to have the best chest. If you think that you could just do certain exercise that would make it round and full and up on the upper pecs and inner pecs and all that and lower pecs, trust me, they, you know, again, I don't know if the belief is, oh, they don't know what they're doing, you discredit them, or you think they're lazy or whatever it is. Trust me, that's all they think about is building muscle. And if they know they have a deficient chest, it doesn't have an upper or a lower or an inner or whatever, don't you think that they would have done that? There's certain genetic factors, right, that we all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. And a lot of times it's not, you know, what you may think is if I need inner pec or outer pec or upper pec exercises. That's not, you know, how it works. So, but I understand when people first start out and then they read over the internet, that's what they think. They just need to do more upper incline, this, that, and everything, right? That's what they think. So if you're new to this and you want a chest routine, all right, so your guru is going to have all this and it's going to have these extra. And you go, oh, but I need to add, you know, three more different exercises, three sets each, because, yeah, my coach and guru, he knows, I guess. But, you know, my situation's different. Even though I've only been training for 6 months or whatever, I know my body. And so you add those three exercises because you think that's going to improve your upper chest, right? Three exercises, three sets. Just added 9 sets to the routine. And you're thinking, hey, more is better. What does it matter? You know, I'm doing what my guru says. You think you are, right? But everything has a cause and effect, right? If you take a chest workout, you know, and you add 9 sets to it, maybe had 9 to begin with, now it's 18 sets, you've totally changed that workout. Every one of the sets that you have to lift lighter to make it through 18 sets rather than 9. So number one, you're lifting lighter. You're going to get tired towards the end. You're going to water it down because instead of a shotgun, everything I have, every fiber fills it with the heaviest weight for 9. You know, you got to space it out. You got to conserve yourself for 18 sets, right? That's not what your coach told you to do. And it has a different unintended effect, but you adding on what you think is best for your situation. Now, if this comes down to that you don't trust your coach, you can't take that leap of faith, then you should get a different coach, right? Someone who you can believe in and just do it exactly the way they tell you, right? Because believe it or not, they've been down your right. They know things that you don't know. And that's like one of the biggest challenges. You know, people, they know they don't know enough, right? And they get this information, but somehow when they get the information, they know these added things that they should do or how it doesn't, you know, apply to them. And they change the whole thing. It's not the same thing. I'm happen to be going through that right now where I'm spending my free time trying to help out somebody. And he goes, well, you know, I know you say that this doesn't matter, but I think it does, so I'm going to do this. He has no idea. That changes the whole plan, right? No idea. It changes the whole plan. It doesn't just change the plan for the day. It changes the plan for the entire 5 or 6 weeks. It's a whole different plan that I can no longer take any responsibility for. It's no longer my plan. All right. So maybe this person doesn't realize it, but he's not following exactly what I said. He's never done it my way to know the results. And God, you can do anything you want, guys. You can create hybrid plans of whatever coaches or gurus. Do whatever you want. And I wish you the best. I really do. But I'm telling you, if you're just sick and tired, you're not getting the results that you want, I would find a coach that you can just do what they say. Assume they know what you don't know, which I'm sure that they do. All right, you got a horrible coach. And I guess, again, if that's what it comes down to, my coach really doesn't know what he's talking about, then you need to find a coach that you can just follow exactly what they said, that you trust that they know things that you don't do. My advice, if what you're doing hasn't been working to the level that you want, right, and you really want to improve, just do it exactly the way they tell you for 3 months. Put all your attention. Don't be looking around. What else can I do? Is this really working? You know, with that, when that uncertainty comes up, you know, just follow it. Just do it for 3 months. Just do it for 6 months, because you can always bounce to that next one and follow the next guru exactly. And then, you know, a year is going to come and go, and you've given 2 different strategies, right? Just say you did them 6 months and 6 months. You've given 2 strategies from coaches that you really respect, 100% effort and focus. You know you got everything out of it. You followed it exactly to a T. And a year has gone by, and now you have 2 to compare it to. I'll tell you, if you keep on just doing this, your version, his version, whatever, you do it for a year, you've learned nothing. All you are is more frustrated, and you can't get to that level. You start giving up, right? Now, let's take it to the other analogy, and for me, outside of the gym. And you can think about where it is outside of the gym for you. And let's just take about this sales writing. I mean, there's a specific strategy that they say, you know, for this to work, there are certain principles as far as sales writing. And you should practice a little bit every single day, okay? That's what the expert will say, right? Well, the thing, and it, look, isn't that true? If you want to get great at anything, you do a little bit at least every single day. Isn't that how you built the physique that you have to this point, right? But, you know, I think Mikey's, well, I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got to do this, right? And so I don't write a little bit every single day, right? So if it's 2 weeks later and I've done a little bit of this, a little bit of that, whenever, am I following what the expert told me? Exactly, right? And so this is when, I guess, the rationalization starts coming in. You go, well, I did it every other day, so I did it half the time. I should be producing half the results, right? I'm not getting anything that I want as far as results are concerned. And I should get at least half because I did half the time. No, that's what I think. That's not what the expert said. That's not the way they told me to do. And just because I do it half, I should achieve half the results. No, you get, in life, you get it all or you're nothing a lot of times, right? So are you following what your coach or guru is telling you exactly? Do you have that enough faith in that coach or guru or that expert to do exactly what they say? I'll tell you this, is that, you know, I'm all about giving away free information. Hopefully these free Morning Connection podcasts and all the other things that I do on the message boards, and they're helping you. But I really, after all these years, especially with all of this information out there, I really believe you should pay for information. You might think, well, Skip, what do you mean? I don't have the money or this or that. And my thing is that, look, success all comes down to desire. I mean, strategies are so secondary to desire. And I'll tell you, when you're in enough pain, you're going to do everything that I'm going to tell you to as far as following these gurus or checking yourself. When you're in enough pain, if it's like, you don't have very much skin in the game, you didn't at least, I have my money to lose at least. I'm telling you, God, pay the $100, pay the $200 for you, not for the coach, for the gurus, so that you have one more sense of motivation to actually do what has been said, told, you know, outlined for you to do. You will actually follow through. You'll do it exactly the way that they tell you when you're in enough pain and you have some skin in the game. You know, if you paid the $100 or the $200, trust me, I'm telling you, that is the best thing you can do for yourself, even though you think you can get it for free. There's no fire under your ass. There's no motivation. Just stick to it. Do it exactly the way. You know, and I'll tell you, I've made the mistake many times giving away information for free by someone who may or may not be motivated. There's no reason. There's not enough pain. They're not at least paying money out so that if they don't follow through, at least they'll say, I wasted my money. I better start paying attention. Right? It's almost like the worst thing I can do for somebody by giving them more information for free. And I know that sounds so counterintuitive, all right? But I'm just telling you, it's not for me, it's for you. Because I'll tell you, you get all this free information, down all these free ebooks or these podcasts or whatever, because you're really excited about improving, and then you don't follow through, you don't follow through, you don't follow through. I mean, you just have one more evidence of success, one of failure, I mean, one more example of you can't come through, you can't do your deal, you can't follow instructions, you never follow up on the free information that you've been given. And it's just defeat after defeat after defeat. Where if you've got something in the game, there's less likely of a chance. All right. So number one, are you doing it exactly? This is where most people fail. This is where I failed in the past. All right. Now two, now that you are doing it, okay? All right. So let's just say a chess routine. Now that you're doing it, are you taking it to higher and higher levels? Are you thinking, how can I do this even better? How can I do this even better? Like I just talked about, you know, my coaching skills, how I can communicate, create breakthroughs and understanding for you. Here it is 25 years later, and I'm still coming up with these distinctions and ideas. I'm always pushing myself to how I can make it even better. Right? I don't just say, well, I've come up with the coaching style 25 years ago and I just keep on doing it the same way. Hey, I'm coaching, I'm helping, right? There's always a higher level and I'm always searching for that. So with your chess routine, well, my coach or the information I got, the program that I invested in, it says do two sets of flat bench, two sets of incline, two sets of decline, right? Or whatever, right? And it says 6 to 8 or 4 to 6 or however many reps. I'm doing it. And then you just keep on doing it with that mindset for the next 6 months. No. Are you looking for a way for better form, feel, execution, more weight, a more understanding of what you're doing, more comfort, more confidence, right? If you keep on pressing yourself, you take those basic fundamentals of the instructions that you've been given, and then you keep on pounding yourself, putting the pressure on yourself to improve, it isn't just doing it. Are you taking them to higher and higher levels? Are you truly committed? Are you truly focused while you're doing it? Now, let's go back to the sales writing, right? Okay, let's just say I followed my guru, the expert says, because I really, really want to improve in this area. I know I need it. And so I'm doing a little bit of writing every day. But am I, okay, so I got that part down. For a lot of us, that part might be a gigantic improvement all by itself. But, am I writing, am I forcing myself to write in a peak state of mind, in my best time of day? Am I have the door closed and there's no distractions, right? Am I finding I'm better in the morning, I'm better in the evening, I'm better after a cup of coffee, on this laptop? What's the best environment? Do I have the, am I focused? Am I committed? Am I searching for more and more ways to take to the higher level rather than just, I'm doing it. I'm writing every single day, just like I said. There's so many higher levels to that. Am I pushing myself or just doing what my coach said? See, that's when it comes down to you, right? So now that you're doing it, what your coach says, you're doing it exactly, are you putting the pressure on yourself to take it to higher and higher levels? Are you truly committed to take it to those levels? Are you truly focused while you're doing it? All right, so number three, have you been doing it a long enough period of time? All right, so man, I'm doing this chest routine. It just doesn't seem to be working. Man, my guru doesn't know what he's talking about. My body's different. I need to break away from this plan. It's not working. All right. How long have you been doing it? You know, I get questions all the time. Hey, I've been training a couple months. I lost 30 pounds or whatever, but now I'm stagnant. Right? I'm not, 2 months. 2 months and they've lost 30 pounds of the 40 pounds that they've been carrying for the last 10 years. And they've been doing it for 2 months. And that's just not a fair comparison. You haven't been doing it long enough, right? But they don't, again, this isn't, they just don't understand that maybe they're not just giving enough time. They just keep on doing what they're doing, but just give it enough time, right? You know, now let's take it back to the sales writing. Okay, so I did what my guru told me, write it every single day. And while I'm there, I realize doing it in the morning, closing the door, my best energy, even before morning podcast or whatever. And I sit there and write. I'm taking it higher and higher levels, right? But all the customers, all the business expansion, it's not happening as fast as I want. And I'm doing everything my coach tells me to. Am I giving it enough time? How long have I been doing that? Have I been doing that for 2 months? Or have I been doing it for 2 years? Right? It makes a big difference on before I start getting all frazzled and all the wheels fall apart and I look for another guru or another plan. Have I been doing this one long enough, really? And again, if you're kind of new to this, how do you know? How do you know if you've been doing it long enough? But you need to at least question yourself. Look, 2 months isn't enough time. Let me start worrying after I've given it 6 months of doing exactly what my coach told me to do. I would give it 6 months, truly focused, committed, taking it to higher and higher levels before I start complaining and searching somewhere else and losing faith, right? And then the fourth one, and this is very important, is how are you measuring your results, right? When you don't think it's working and the advice that your guru doesn't work for you in your particular situation, you're looking for another guru, some different information because you're not getting the results that you really want, right? How are you measuring those results, right? So many people, when it comes to the chest routine, right? They may be, following the routine exactly. They're pushing to higher and higher levels, so they have that form, feel, and execution, right? They've been doing it for 6 months, right? But their expectation is that, man, I should have an Arnold chest by now, right? And why do they say that? How are they measuring it? It doesn't look like Arnold's. Again, are you getting enough time? But also, how are you measuring it? See, in regards to body parts, we're using the chest routine for this, but it can go for arms, it can go for back, it can go for abs. There may be something, a strategy, the way you're going about measuring it is just not the best way, right? Like, for example, all my training and all my eating, I've worked so hard, but you know, you think you're not gaining all this muscle, right? Because on the scale, you've only gained 5 pounds. All right. This is something is you got to realize you may have lost, 10 pounds of body fat in that time period and gained 15 pounds of muscle, right? 15 pounds of muscle on a 200 pound guy. That's a significant increase in muscle mass. It's also a significant decrease in body fat. Well, that's what they call body composition, the ratio of lean muscle versus body fat. Okay. And that's a huge jump, but on the scale, you know, it's only 5 pounds. And so you're winning and you think you're losing because you don't know how to measure results. Or maybe you only gain 5 pounds in 3 months. And to you, that's not enough. But for regular people, that's a lot, but you just don't know it. How are you measuring the results? What are you comparing it to? Right? Now let's go back to the writing, the sales writing, right? Hell, you might have a great business. You might be totally effective. People might like it. It just may, the results, you may be getting great results, but what are you going to do? Go to a convention of all the people who are doing what you're doing, writing these sales letters and things like that. And you're going to say, well, I had a 22% increase. Oh, well, the national average is 50%. So you're doing poorly. See, many times you have no way to measure results and things like outside of the gym. It's just whatever you want. It's good to want more, more, more. But sometimes you're winning and you think you're losing. You know, what if there was one of those conventions and you were at 22%? Everybody goes, holy shit, 22%? Man, we got 10%. We got 5%. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've been grinding myself like you, always pushing myself, always looking for mentors, working hard, staying up late at night. And I'm thinking, oh God, this isn't enough. This isn't enough. I measured, you know, what I think the improvement, and certainly it never comes fast enough, right? Never comes fast enough, right? And then all it takes is a couple, you know, phone calls or perspective and someone's who knows. See, here's the thing is, if you've never been to that place that you want to go, whether with your body or your business or whatever you're trying to improve upon, you have no idea what you should be measuring it for. And even if people tell you, I mean, I've had so many people tell me in business, wow, geez, that's really good. I mean, smart people, all right? People with their MBAs and everything like that. It doesn't feel that way to me. And it may not be until later that I go, oh, this is what they're saying. I guess I am doing all right. I don't have a good measuring stick. All I have is a whole bunch of desire and a willing to work really hard. All right. If I keep on working hard, actually even succeeding, but not knowing I succeed because I don't know how to measure my results, man, I'm going to have a really hard time keep on keeping on because I think I'm losing. I see this all the time with people who are doing great. I think that probably more than kicking somebody in the ass, like you need to kick it into another gear. You're just not doing it. The people who actually come to me, maybe it's through one-on-one coaching that I really spend time with, I would say it must be 50-1, right? So if you're the one guy that I think, shit, you need to fucking focus more. You need to take it. You're one of the 50 of the elite who really get a chance to get into my circles to talk to me. 49 of the 50, it's really me calming them down and saying, man, you're doing great. You just need to keep on keeping on. Here's a few adjustments here, but you're winning. You're winning. You just don't realize it. Now, a lot of people like to grind themselves. That just makes them always feel on edge, and they think they're perform at a different level. So, you know, when somebody has angst, I don't always associate it as something being destructive because it really depends on the person. They might be using it as some motivational tool. That's just what they found that works best for them. And so what seems stressful to me, man, they seem stressed out. It may not be stressful to them. Not sure if you understand what I'm talking about. But anyway, so how are you measuring results? So again, so when you're challenged, you're doing everything or you think you're doing everything. You got all this information. You thought you had a coach. You need more information. This isn't working. 4 things I want you to ask yourself. Are you really doing exactly like your coach, mentor, the information has lined out? Or inadvertently, maybe not understanding, you're doing it kind of your way. And you don't know that your coach or mentor, that They've already accounted that. They've seen people. They've done it that way. That doesn't work, even though it makes sense to you. It's counterintuitive, but you're doing it anyway. You're not really doing it exactly the way they lined it out, and you're going to get a different result. Two, now that you're doing it, you're doing a chess routine or you're writing, right? But are you constantly focused? How can I take this higher level? How can I focus more? Is this my best time of day to train, to write, to do it? You know, what are little tips, distinctions? Should I have music, mood music? Should I do some jumping jacks beforehand to be more focused? All right, should I have my desk cleaned off while I'm doing this? All right, do I train better in this other gym? Do I train better with a training partner? There's so many different ways besides just doing it, the strategy that can take it to higher and higher levels, right? Three, have you been doing it long enough? You're doing everything right before you get all discouraged. Have you been doing it long enough? You may need some help in there. Many times you just need to keep on doing what you're doing if you're following exactly like your coach or mentor, someone you trust, has outlined. And then four, how are you measuring those results? We know you're hard on yourself. We know we want more. We all want more. But if we're not fair to ourselves, we can really make this a grinding process, all right? How are you measuring the results? Are you being fair to yourself, right? So those are just a few tips that I want to share with you on this Morning Connection podcast. All right, so hey, have a great Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a productive week. But you know what? I am going to be here on tomorrow's Morning Connection. So have a great day.